All right. Nothing really to add from yesterday other than the fact I'm glad the weather is reasonable, middle of December, to be able to go outside. It's been good. I think it's always best for the players to be outside if obviously weather and temperatures permit. So I'll take your questions.
Are you noticing, and we talked about this over the last couple of weeks as this winning streak has evolved, just a growing sense of confidence in these young guys especially?
Yeah, I think there's some confidence that you develop when you find a way to finish games, you know, and that helps you. It only helps you, though, if you continue to go through the process and use that confidence to remember that there were plenty of mistakes in the game, and we're all striving to play a perfect game, and got to keep working at it.
You guys have yet to play your best game?
Well, I hope we continue to play better each week. I think that's, as a coach, that's what you want. And, yeah, I'm hopeful.
Kevin, you talked about it a little bit, but the special teams, why do you think they're so much better this year than last year, especially from a coverage standpoint?
I think their unit is a little bit symbolic of our whole team. You know, they're second year in the system. I thought our guys worked extremely hard with them last year. We've added some new players to the coverage units that make it better. You're getting outstanding consistency from Phil Dawson and the punt game as well. Reggie Hodges has done a nice job. And then I just think they're just working better together. And I think that's what you get second year into it. If you're working on the right things, you add some new players that help, and you just generally, you know, work better.
Do you breathe easier because it's been more consistent and you're not having the snap troubles that you had last year?
I don't know if anything helps my breathing. You know, I think, you know, not to mention the fact that I want to go back on our returners. You know, we've added some speed at returner, and we've got obviously experience there. But it's like anything, as you see them perform at a higher level than they did last year, as a coach, I feel confident that we're going to continue to do that.
What is the secret to containing RG3?
I don't know. There's a lot of teams that have tried and have had limited success. I think when you talk about the running game, it's about playing team defense, and everybody's got to be aggressive. They've got to address their gaps, defeat their blocks, and then go chase the football. So that's important. We got to have a guy in every gap. You know, that sounds cliche, but that's the way it works. And then, of course, now you add to it the element of the play action, which they do extremely well. Then we've got to be able to, in our preparation, read our keys and get where we need to be. And then, of course, when they choose to drop back and throw the football, you know, we've got to play, whether we're playing man or zone, we've got to be in the right spots. And so it's going to take a consistent effort from everyone on the field.
Pat, for you as a young head coach, how vital was it to put together an assistant coaching staff that you believe are tremendous teachers and guys that can develop players, and how much of that is what's going on here a tribute to just that from these men, your staff?
Yeah, I think when you get it, I knew this, and I believe in it still. When you become a head coach, the first most important thing you do is assemble your staff, and I assembled a bunch of guys that I knew to put this staff together, and I talked about it. One of the things I would have done differently last year, I would have hired an offensive coordinator, which, you know, would have made my staff complete a year ago. Now, it's important when you hire coordinators, you hire guys you trust. Dick Duran, for instance. I've known Dick a long time, and I followed Dick. And when I got this job, the first phone call I made was to Philadelphia to see if Dick was available. Because I knew he was, you know, he was coaching on the staff. But I asked Andy, and when that became the case, then, you know, fortunately was able to hire him. And so on and so forth with all the guys. There was only a couple of guys on this staff that I didn't know a great deal about. And ultimately I made the call on that.
How much of a possibility do you think it is that Shanahan would play both quarterbacks And how would it affect the game if you did that?
Oh, boy, we're playing the what-if game. I don't know. You know, I believe in my mind that he'll commit to one. I do believe that, whoever it may be. I think he'll commit, and then the other guy will be available for whatever the situations dictate. But I guess it's a possibility he could play both.
I mean, if they decide they don't want to burden Griffin's knee for a 60-minute game, you know, use him in spots.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have to assume to answer that question that, you know, he is physically one way or the other. I don't know. It's hard to tell. And that's why, because there's no way for us to know here in Berea, that we just get ready to play against their defense when it comes to the quarterbacks.
You said yesterday you have to prepare for their offense. And you're going to hear a lot of stuff all week about how he's playing.
Sure.
Possible to see the highlight and the reports on him yesterday, how he did his first practice of the week. I mean, have you been influenced at all by that?
No. I'm not. Because I see how I do things around here. You know, every once in a while, you guys have got a really tight net, but every once in a while, some stuff slips through, you know. So I don't know. I don't know what to think. I saw you guys yesterday. You had to look into the sun to see who was out there, you know. So when you're squinting, sometimes you might miss a number, you know. You know, you might have thought 46 was out there. You got that. All right.
That gets probably seen about a million times.
Mm-hmm.
The RG3 hit. It's been on TV constantly.
Yeah.
The first time you saw it, did you figure, oh, there's no way this guy's going to
Well, I don't know what I thought. The first time I saw it, I was sitting in my living room, you know, after the game, watching the highlights. And I don't know what I was thinking then. I was excited that we had won our game. That's kind of where I was at. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell. We've all seen it before where you see something that looks devastating on the field and you say, my gosh, how did – and they're out there playing. And then there's other times when you see something that looks extremely harmless where the you know – it's a major injury. So our eyes can deceive us sometimes. And then you're talking about a guy that's a highly conditioned, very limber guy. So I'm not going to try to predict on this. I think it's a waste of good thought.
And considering the health of your secondary and also the defensive line, I mean, this – do you believe you're in the best possible defensive shape to oppose RG3 at this stage of the season?
Well, I think we're as good as we've been, you know, to this point in the season. I think that's fair to say. We've got our defensive tackles back. They've been playing quite a while now. Dimitri Patterson is back as the nickel player. He has a game under his belt after being back from injury. And you know, we're dealing with all the bumps and bruises that everybody deals with, but that gives us the best opportunity, I think, to go out and have a successful game on defense.
Why is Mike still successful?
He's amazing, isn't he? Yeah, you know, I think he's a pro. I think he's – when you look around the league, every roster has those guys that just keep going and find a way to keep doing it. And he's obviously got a lot of – great stuff at his core because he's been there for a very long time, and of course St. Louis and Buffalo. I admire him for a lot of reasons, and believe it or not, he's kind of flown under the radar as a middle linebacker in this league, but I've played against him enough to know that that's not the case. I've always admired Dick, and then again, you know, you become a fan of the league, and so you watch how people do things. We were in Philadelphia when he built a playoff caliber team in Chicago. I knew a lot about him through his days playing, working with my uncle. So I admired him first off as a person, as a teacher, And then, of course, you know, his knowledge and what he'd accomplish. And I thought he'd be an outstanding guy to inspire our guys on defense.
Do you feel like this year, more than last year, you're really going to see his vision for his 4-3 pan out because you guys have the line that you want now and can rotate and all that?
Yeah, I think we got to get better in a lot of areas. But I think when we talk about why the special teams is better this year, I think the same could be said about the defense. The coaches and the players have worked together longer. We've added some more talented players to the roster. And, you know, you just tend to function better the longer you do something. And then, of course, the leadership that Dick provides, I think, is just outstanding. I like that quiet confidence in a person. And I lean on that. You know, I think it's an important, you know, just like I do with Brad. You know, I think it's important that a head coach has, and then Chris Tabor, you know. I called Dave Tobe, who I work with, and Dave, when I was looking for a special teams coach, he said, listen, I got a guy here that's going to be outstanding. He said, no, you just got to trust me on that. And I trusted him. I think we got a really fine coach there.
Unit just hasn't taken any type of a step back. The young guys have stepped in there.
Talking about Fujita and Gokhan?
Yeah. What's it say about those guys that have stepped in there, and then also just the, you know, the coaching that they've gotten to be able to have no problems?
Yeah, I think the coaching's been good there. I think Billy Davis does a fine job. Billy and I were basically graduate assistants together at Michigan State. That's how I knew Billy. And you know, then he went on and kind of got into the NFL ranks way before I did. And I think he does an outstanding job with those guys. And then I think the young players, you know, the youthfulness, and let's not underestimate Kaluka. You know, we don't talk about Kaluka much, but he's been in there and done a really good job. So, you know, I think we're just, I don't know, they're just playing better.